This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Nora Hanna, the Executive Director of Until There's a Cure, dedicated to eradicating HIV or AIDS by raising awareness and funds to combat this pandemic. Nora, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, tell us about Until There's a Cure. Get into some of the details and highlights that we should be aware of.
Sure. Until There's a Cure was founded in 1993 by two Northern California mothers who were really concerned about what was going on with the disease and the future for their children. We were the first nonprofit of any kind to use a bracelet to raise funds and awareness for HIV and AIDS, or any disease for that matter. And we've reinvested $23 million in the fight against HIV and AIDS. We work with over 300 organizations in the United States. We fund prevention, education, care services, and vaccine research and development. And by selling a bracelet, we really have increased the public's awareness of HIV and AIDS.
Well, it's clever how you're doing that, and also I can totally understand why it's successful. Good stuff. Now, how did you actually get involved with the organization? Tell us about that.
Yes. So I was in the fashion industry for most of my working career, based in San Francisco and then in New York. And as an industry, the fashion industry was hit very, very hard in the 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s by HIV and AIDS. And three of my best friends died within 10 months. So I actually started wearing the bracelet in 1994 when it was in the body shop, and have been an ally in the fight since then. And in 2008, I came to Until There's a Cure as a consultant, and in 2009, I became the executive director. So it is a cause that is deeply personal, and one that I am hoping will see a vaccine in the near future.
And that certainly would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Tell us about the jewelry collection and the backstory on who makes those.
So our original bracelet is still manufactured in Italy. It has a raised ribbon on it, and on the inside it says, Until There's a Cure. A couple years ago, we started looking at different communities around the world, and we work with several organizations in Africa, specifically in Zambia, Namibia, Ghana, and South Africa, and we work with communities of artisans who are living with HIV. So we help empower, educate, and embrace the community to really help them get their goods out there by us purchasing their merchandise up front. It really allows them to pay for medication, schools for their children, housing, and we've formed some really great relationships with these artisans, and it's a lot of fun. They tell us they trust us with their stories, and we are delighted to be able to continue our partnerships.
And that alone right there is quite interesting, how you've partnered with so many people. Thanks for sharing some of the details there today. We're speaking with Nora Hanna. She's the executive director of Until There's a Cure, dedicated to eradicating HIV and or AIDS by raising awareness and funds to combat this pandemic. And she joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, as far as the goal is concerned, what is the actual goal of Until There's a Cure and its mission? If you would get into that, that would be great.
So our mission is to find a cure, which is a vaccine. We have supported vaccine research and development since the beginning. We gave the seed money to IAVI, the International AIDS Vaccine Initiative. We have granted money in the past to the AIDS Institute at the University of California, San Francisco. And then we've expanded our goal a little bit, and it is really reaching the next generation. We have a sister site called How I Value Life, which is HIVLife.org. And that's where we allow high school and college individuals to come and learn about HIV and AIDS and stigma and the social injustices that intersect with HIV. So our goals are two. One, to eradicate HIV/AIDS by investing in vaccine research and development. And number two is getting the next generation to take over. We need scientists, we need doctors, we need advocates, we need executive directors, we need social workers to understand that HIV is still a risk in the United States. So that's how we approach the future for the next 5 years.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that information. That is most helpful and clear cut, no doubt about that. Now, how can people actually purchase the jewelry collection and also donate if they want to?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is until.org. There you'll find a link to our store and our donation page, which is www.until.org/donate. You can find us at Facebook at until.org, Instagram, and Twitter, same handles. And, please donate. It's the gift that gives twice.
Again, Nora, thank you so much for joining us here today on behalf of Until There's a Cure in the organization. Again, folks, for more information, visit until.org. Nora, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on the Health Radio.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And you are certainly welcome. We've been speaking with Nora Hanna, the executive director of Until There's a Cure, dedicated to eradicating HIV and AIDS by raising awareness and funds to combat this pandemic. And for all the details, visit until.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.